Only is getting the after, getting aided. Today's Dafyomi, the Gemara tells us that if a person writes a get, and he's supposed to write the date of the kingdom that he's living in. So in the time of the Gemara, he's living in Babel, he has to write the date of the kingdoms of Babylon. But let's say he writes a different kingdom in the get, then the get is going to be, according to Rebbe Meir, disqualified. Chum say it would still be okay. But the Gemara asks, why do you need to write the date of the kingdom in the get? Mar explained, Mishum Shlom Malchus. You want to make welfare for the kingdom. Rashi says that this means Shayalanu Shalom. We want there to be peace with them. We want them to say Chashubim Anu Beinayim Shekusum Shterosayim B'Shamim. We want them to say, whoa, look how the Jews value us so much that they write in their documents our name. And so therefore, to such a degree, the Gemara says, meaning to say that if you don't do this, if you didn't put the king, the local king in your document, the get is going to be disqualified as a result of it. Your offspring will be a mamzer. If she goes ahead and remarries, the Gemara says, yes, that's exactly it. Because the rabbis established this formulation and you can't do it. You see from here the importance of getting along with the government, giving honor to the government of the place where one lives.